On the 2nd of September in the Caribbean, an alleged Venezuelan drug boat was blown up by a US missile. The initial strike left two survivors clinging to the burning wreckage of the vessel before a second strike was then ordered by the mission commander, Admiral Frank Bradley. They were both killed. The second strike has prompted concerns that US forces may have violated laws governing armed conflict. The story came to light in the Washington Post, which reported that the mission commander acted after Pete Hegseth, the US Defense Secretary, gave the order to kill everybody, a claim the White House denies. Pete Hegseth, under questioning in the company of Donald Trump yesterday, attributed the strike to the fog of war in a chaotic situation.
I watched that first strike live. As you can imagine, at the Department of War, we got a lot of things to do. So I didn't stick around for the hour and 2 hours, whatever, where all the sensitive site exploitation digitally occurs. So I moved on to my next meeting. A couple of hours later, I learned that that commander had made the, which he had the complete authority to do, and by the way, Admiral Bradley made the correct decision to ultimately sink the boat and eliminate the threat. He sunk the boat, and eliminated the threat. And it was the right call. We have his back. And the American people are safer because narco-terrorists know you can't bring drugs through the water and eventually on land if necessary
to
the American people. We will eliminate that threat, and we're proud to do it.
So you didn't see any survivors, to be clear, after that first strike?
I did not personally see survivors, but I stand, because the thing was on fire. It was exploded and fire and smoke. You can't see anything. You got digital. This is called the fog of war. This is what you and the press don't understand. You sit in your air-conditioned offices or up on Capitol Hill and you nitpick and you plant fake stories in the Washington Post about kill everybody, phrases on anonymous sources not based in anything, not based in any truth at all. And then you want to throw out really irresponsible terms about American heroes.
That's Pete Hegseth in the company of Donald Trump yesterday under questioning from reporters. We're joined now by Michael Becker, Assistant Professor of International Human Rights Law at the School of Law at Trinity College Dublin. Michael, good morning.
Good morning.
Why is the United States carrying out military-style strikes against suspected drug traffickers in the Caribbean?
Well, this is part of the administration's overall strategy to essentially go to war, as they have put it, with narco-terrorists. This seems to be an obsession or fixation of the administration. This explains why they have decided to pick on very easy targets, even though these operations have no legal basis at all. These are completely unlawful killings taking place in the Caribbean.
This particular attack, which was reported on by the Washington Post, which involved this second strike on survivors who were clinging to the wreckage of a boat which had been hit by an initial US missile strike. What justification was given for that?
So what we have heard from Admiral Bradley, who was running the operation, as reported in the Washington Post, is that the second strike was carried out because he had a belief that the two survivors were still in a position to call for help to be rescued or for the destroyed cargo to be retrieved. That doesn't actually provide a legal basis for a follow-up strike like this under the Geneva Convention, so under international law, and also under U.S. federal law. It's very clear that when the targets of an attack, even if you assume that that initial attack had a lawful basis, once they are placed out of combat or are shipwrecked, they can no longer be a legitimate target unless they could still pose a threat in some way. And as we heard from Secretary Hegseth's remarks just there, this was a vessel that had exploded. It was on fire. And so it's not unreasonable to assume that these people were indeed out of combat and could no longer be targeted, even if they still had the potential to radio for help. That's not a justification.
Was there a legal justification for the initial strike?
No, my position is that there's not, and I think that's widely agreed upon by international legal experts. It's problematic in the first place to even be discussing this in terms of the law of armed conflict or international humanitarian law, because there is no armed conflict between the United States and Venezuela or between the United States and these so-called narco-terrorists. So really, the appropriate legal lens here is international human rights law. And that means that these should be described as extrajudicial killings or, in fact, murder.
And the White House, as you heard in that clip there, is denying, Pete Hegseth himself denying that he gave an order to kill everybody on that boat. That was reported in the Washington Post when they broke the story. If an order like that was given by the Secretary of Defense or Secretary of War, as he calls himself, what would the implications of that be from a human rights law perspective for that person?
Well, if you interpret that to mean that an attack should be carried out and no survivors should be left behind, that's a manifestly unlawful order. That's an order that would be unlawful not only under international law or international human rights law, but also under U.S. federal law. And it's precisely the type of order that military personnel are instructed not to follow. In fact, in the Department of Defense's own law of war manual, firing on shipwrecked individuals is given as the quintessential example of what an unlawful order would look like.
Mm. So why then are we seeing experienced military personnel, Admiral Frank Bradley in this case, giving the orders to carry out these strikes if they breach international law?
Well, I think that's exactly it. The situation raises huge questions about how these operations have been planned and the message being conveyed by the Trump administration, by Pentagon leadership. The fact that somebody like Admiral Bradley, a very experienced military commander, would direct what looks like an unlawful follow-up strike, presumably based on his understanding of what Secretary Hegseth ordered or what the Hegseth's objectives are, points to the fact that the Trump administration is engaged in a kind of systematic dismantling of respect for the rule of law, for fundamental norms. And this is having grave consequences, not just in terms of the lives that have been lost in these boat strikes, but in how it undermines U.S. interests, U.S. leadership, and actually puts U.S. military personnel in greater peril.
Michael, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning. That's Michael Becker, Assistant Professor of International Human Rights Law at the School of Law, Trinity College, Dublin.